Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jeff Hathorn joins us now. Odyssey sports director, all around good guy. It is the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report.
Ah, my God.
Should we maybe do a turkey sound?
A gobble.
There you go. Which one of you did that come from? Which one of you did that come from? Who did the turkey?
That was me.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Jeff is brought to us by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Join for just $5 if you live in Allegheny, Beaver, or Butler counties. Jeff, you were at Soldier Field this weekend. It sounds like it was a glum, gloomy locker room. You had Patrick Queen talking about schematic issues. Was it A, as down as the locker room has been this year, and B, on the record, off the record, how much frustration are you sensing from these guys about the schematic side of things, particularly on the defensive side?
Oh, there's frustration. I mean, it was quiet. It was, I wouldn't say it was, you know, giving up or quitting or it wasn't anything like that. It was just like, man, we had an opportunity. I think there are times you go into the room where as much as it's a team sport, there are guys that know that, man, I did everything. Like, I played well. Like, it's not on me. Not that they're celebrating, but it's like I did what I needed to do. I don't think that anybody in that room felt like they did what they needed to do. Like, every single person in that room could have been better at their job on Sunday, from punter to quarterback. And I think that was a reason. And, you know, they know. They say they don't know, but they know they're now tied for first in the AFC North.
Jeff, I was under the notion, and from just my point of view, Aaron Rodgers not playing after practicing last week, maybe the injury is worse than I think the Steelers probably led people on to be. And Mike Tomlin, after the game, said he's hopeful that Aaron Rodgers plays this week. Do you really think that he's going to be the starting quarterback of the Steelers against the Buffalo Bills?
I mean, Tomlin was – I mean, just watching his face, like, he was almost defiant that Rodgers was going to play. Like, there was no doubt that he was going to play. And then at the end, he kind of threw in a hopeful, but not in a – like, a, well, we got to see. It was like almost like he had to throw in that word, like, allegedly, if you're accusing somebody of something. So I agree with you because, listen, I mean, I was as shocked as anybody. I mean, I did a show on Saturday talking about Rodgers playing based on what I felt about what was going to happen, what I saw. So I was surprised. Now, here's the thing. It's one thing to go through practices where you're getting shotgun snaps and, you know, you're throwing the ball, and it's another thing to be in a live football game.
Yeah, you're not getting taken to the ground in practice.
Exactly.
Unless it's a blocking sled that takes you down.
Or by a guy that's no longer going to be on your roster. So, yeah, I don't know how you simulate that. And Aaron did say on Wednesday, safety was the number one thing, protection. And I'm really anxious to hear from, not as much from Mike today as I am Aaron tomorrow, because historically, Aaron's been pretty honest about his thoughts. And if he feels like he should have played, I don't know if he's going to hold back with that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he, by Saturday, and I'm talking about Aaron here, was okay with not playing because he's seeing the forest through the trees. Because I can't see any circumstance where, unless he's in self-preservation mode for a week, that he would be okay with not going into Soldier Field and trying to stick it to the Bears one last time. Or maybe it's the flip side of that. I'm sort of just thinking out loud here, Jeff. Perhaps he knew he wasn't going to be his old Aaron self, and he knows that this is a good Bears team and doesn't want to go out against Chicago with a loss. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
I don't know about the last thought, because I really think he wanted to play. I mean, he walks into that place, and especially it had to be Sunday morning. He walked into that place, flipped off a couple of cameras as he was doing a lap around the stadium. And, you know, there had to have been that juice, like, damn, I want to play. I'll say this for Tomlin historically as well. He will, and not that doctors need to cover up, but you remember this week he had this thing about, well, what do you guys mean by cleared, medically cleared? Like, right. That was a big thing with him. And maybe he just wasn't medically cleared and Tomlin just wanted to put it on him. Or Aaron said, I'm not so sure. And Tomlin's like, listen, I'll take the heat for it. You're not going to say you're not playing.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jeff, I could see the Steelers beating the Bills at home on Sunday. That's just the type of team they are. That's the type of Tomlin team that we've seen over the years. They're so up and down, such a roller coaster of a football team. I mean, they go in and they lose to the Chicago Bears. They play horrible on defense, and I could see them slowing Josh Allen down on Sunday. What do you think?
Or outscoring him.
Or doing that, something wild.
Yeah, because Buffalo's defense isn't that great. Like, them having – somebody having a DK finally having that monster game. Like, absolutely, I could see that. And then them going to Baltimore and looking like crap.
Yep.
The next week. I mean, it's – when you're – an average to slightly above average team, that's what happens. You look great one week and you look bad the next. I mean, it's just – and that's – you want to say through 11 weeks you think there's something else, but they're not. They're 6-5. I mean, they're a game above being the, you know, the poster for average, 500. So that's what you get out of – I mean, you thought – in the first five games that maybe it was different, but it's not. And maybe in the last, you know, six here, they're going to show another gear, show something else, but they'll show it for a week. It's just, they're not consistent, and they haven't been consistent for what, except for maybe the start of the 2020 season when they ran off that 11 straight. I mean, they haven't been consistent since then. They show flashes and then they'll show flashes the other way.
Jeff, we played a clip from Ben Johnson a couple of days after he got hired to start the show, and he was asked about how you engineer victory, and he said it used to be 5 years ago, the number one stat everyone would point to is turnover differential. Now it's if you're hitting more big plays than the opponent, if you have a positive EPA offensively, you're going to win 80% of your games. And Molsey had a point on yesterday's show where he said it was almost an inflection point for Steelers fans where the fan base is so much angrier even than we're normally used to seeing on Mondays. And I think it's because we saw a modern coach play modern football the modern way going against the Steelers. Hey, if we don't win the turnover differential, we lose the game. Do you see that the same way? Because I feel like that really transpired on Sunday.
Well, I mean, we all can realize what turnovers mean to Tomlin. And it's not to say you ever want to lose a turnover battle.
Right.
Obviously, that's something you want to win. And the Steelers proved in their two biggest wins, they had massive amounts of turnovers. And that's the reason they won both of those games at New England and against Indianapolis. However, I watch their offense and I think of watching James Franklin in a big game. Oh, we can't make a mistake. Guys, we can't make a mistake. Guys, we can't. And we're not going to take any chances because we can't make a mistake. And I think at some point you have to, especially maybe not Mason as much. Maybe it's a little bit more conservative because you have a backup quarterback. Okay, maybe I can play into that game. But there's got to be more aggression and less fear, especially against defenses that aren't that good. I mean, if you got Jesse Bates, like remember a couple of years ago, we don't throw over the middle because Jesse Bates is there.
Right.
Jesse Bates wasn't there. He wasn't there the week before. Like there were opportunities to take it downfield, and they're so risk averse. They're so living in their fears, if you will. They offensively play not to lose more so than attacking to win. And rarely do you see a Steelers offense that attacks. Rarely. And I think they're paying the price for it.
Jeff, wonderful stuff. We are truncated this hour. We've got Alan Green at 7:30, a huge week for Pitt. So we got to let you go. But we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you on the other side, buddy.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, boys.
You too, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Good stuff there from our sports director with the Hawk Report.
Gobble.
The Hawk Report.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.